Now, the Lamb's wife, which is the church, is depicted in Revelation 21 as that great city called Holy Jerusalem. Notice the gates, the descriptions of them. I won't read it all in verse 12, 13, and 14. And then it says that in them, these 12 foundations, were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The reason 12 is used is because Bible numerology is significant. The number 7 means perfection. The number 3 means finality. The number 12 means organized, new beginnings. There were 12 tribes originally. There are 12 disciples who became the 12 apostles. It was important that Judas Iscariot, who defected and, of course, betrayed Christ and then committed suicide, would be replaced by Matthias. Not 1 and 11, but 12 equal apostles. And it says in the second chapter of Ephesians that they represent a part of the very foundation of the church. All right, here is a city with 12 foundations and the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And in Ephesians, the second chapter, it says that you, if you become a part of the household of the saints and the church of God, are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. What is built on that foundation? The church. And what is the foundation of this city? The apostles. And what is the Lamb's wife? The church. And what is the Holy Jerusalem? Again, the church, the government of God. It's merely an analogy. It is biblical symbolism. And do you know that there are people who take it literally, that honestly think they're going to be living in some kind of a building as a spirit being, walking around looking at streets of gold, literally? And instead of seeing the biblical symbolism of the joyous, happy, marvelous, glorious occasion it's going to be, and understanding that, understanding what the government of God is all about, when it is going to come, why it must come to this earth, how it is the only hope for the salvation of humankind, and that they're being offered to have a part in it, instead, they get mystical about it. For example, it says in verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls. How many pearls have you seen? Ever buy your wife a little string of pearls, even false ones or cultured ones? Well, they're round, aren't they? And they're white, or kind of a blue color sometimes, sometimes black, but mostly they're white. A kind of a pearl is an off-white, but a lustrous, beautiful pearl. And it says, every several gate was of one pearl. Now, wait a minute. You ever seen a gate shaped like a completely round orb? Does that make any sense to you? Is this not a description of something which is rather symbolic, mystical, esoteric? And it said the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Notice verse 24, however, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor. What is the honor and the glory of a king? But the GNP of a nation, the wealth of a nation, the power of a king, and they bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. So it shows that there are still nations on the earth when this thing occurs that is described in Revelation 21. The descent of the New Jerusalem is nothing more than a biblical analogy about the second coming of Christ, the time when the entirety of the church of God, the called out ones, will be born of God by a resurrection or by a supernatural change, and that the kingdom of God will be set up on the Mount of Olives, in that site, on that day, and the beginning of the millennium will soon occur. It is a symbol.